Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show on KVOI this Friday, February the 8th, 2013. Hope you're having a good day and looking forward to a fantastic weekend. I am Bill Buckmaster, and we thank you for choosing the program. We're live Monday through Friday, noon to 1 on AM 1030. KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We stream our show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. And if you can't hear the program live, we make it very easy for you to just do a podcast. Log on to one of three sites where we have the show posted on buckmastershow.com, tucsoncitizen.com, and tucsonsentinel.com. And also now we have links at gvnews.com. That's the homepage of the Green Valley News and Saharita Sun. And we also have a link on the homepage of blogforarizona.com. Our Friday Focus interview today is with Pima County Administrator Chuck Huckleberry. Joining me in studio to question Mr. Huckleberry, Sarah Garrett Gasson, editorial writer for the Arizona Daily Star. If you would like to join in the conversation, or if you have a question or a comment for Mr. Huckleberry, he is always open to take whatever questions you have. You can call us on the Buckmaster Show live line at 790-2040. Sarah, how are you today?
I'm well, Bill. Thanks.
And welcome, Chuck. Good to see you.
Good afternoon, Bill.
Well, you know, a year ago when you were on the program, we were talking about how the legislature was demonizing. You were called, a dictator. The bond program that you were overseeing was crooked. And I don't know what. I guess they were accusing you of lining your pockets with as much money as you could.
I think we were described as being quite evil in southern Arizona.
Evil, and yeah. So the legislature approved and passed this audit of Pima County's bond program. Well, the audit has come back, and what did it say, Chuck?
Well, it basically said that we run a model program and that there's frankly nothing wrong with it at all, and that when we basically decide what bond projects to do, they're done where there's the greatest community need without regard to jurisdiction, and nobody gets punished or rewarded in the county bond program. So it really was a clean bill of health. It was one of those things that was very gratifying to see, because our bond program over the years has been very successful, delivered a lot of public infrastructure for the community, done so with their approval and with their vote.
It's not like there hadn't been audits, regular audits.
We get audited every year by the Auditor General. This was a special audit. We produced probably 10,000 pages of documentation looking at over 600 projects, and they went through each one of those with a fine-tooth comb and found absolutely nothing wrong. I was a little surprised that, when you think about it, 600 different projects, you think back in the back of your mind, did we do anything wrong on any one of them? And you never really know, but the audit came back and said that, frankly, every one of those projects was administered the way it was supposed to be, and the project was delivered as promised to the voters.
Here's Sarah Garrett Gasson of the Star.
Chuck, I wanted to ask, in terms of this audit, is there a way to quantify how much county employee time it took up to get the auditors what they needed? Can you put an hour and a dollar figure on it?
Yes, I would say we probably spent about 5,000 hours of staff time basically retrieving data, getting the data organized for the Auditor General, because their task was enormous, because they had seven very specific goals set forth in the legislation, and they had to address each one of them. And so my guess is we probably spent anywhere from $50,000 to $75,000 of staff time getting the information available to them. My guess is they probably spent another $150,000 doing the audit. So, and everyone says, well, wasn't it a waste of time and money? Well, it could have been, but it's one of those things that once you're accused of doing something inappropriate, as much as we could protest and say, no, everything's fine, it really takes that independent review to prove that the program was sound, and the things that we were accused of were just basically unfounded.
What about the lawmakers who were in office at the time who were, calling you, disparaging the bond program? Have you heard from anyone?
Haven't heard a word from any of them, and those lawmakers, the ones who were the most vociferous in their objections to the county or talking the most trash about the county, no longer in office.
Oh, How nice.
Well, if any of them are listening and they would like to call and give a comment, 790-2040, 790-2040. Speaking of bonds, there will be no bond election in 2013. Is that correct?
That's correct, Bill. Looking at the continued economic conditions in the county, we're beginning to recover. But our recovery in the tax base actually lags the real world economy by about 2 to 3 years. And so we've decided it's best basically to continue paying off our bond debt for another year and talk about going out perhaps as early as November of 14, when the economy and the recovery will be a little more robust and we can basically see the light at the end of the tunnel.
What will be in that bond program?
My guess it'll be multifaceted. The Bond Advisory Committee has actually been hard at work since 2007 talking about a future bond election, but really postponing it because of economic conditions, and then it was postponed because of the audit. Well, the audit's over and the economy is beginning to recover, and so I think they're going to see a big emphasis on parks and public facilities. You'll see perhaps a big emphasis on economic development, some very large-scale economic development projects that basically help this cover county and all local governments accelerate the recovery.
Could there be something for animal control as well?
Yes. The Bond Advisory Committee has already looked at a package for the Animal Care Center and approved a $22 million upgrade for that facility, which is sorely needed. It was built in the 50s. We've done a few Band-Aid improvements to it with about $5 or $6 million of previously approved bond monies, but it really needs to be significantly expanded and revamped and become a modern animal care facility as compared to what it had been in the past.
Being a huge animal lover, I do want to congratulate all of the volunteers who come out to Pima Animal Control, and they walk the animals. They have been involved, Chuck and Sarah, with building little beds for the cats and the dogs, and I really like what they're doing with the music. They're playing classical music. I don't know if that started, but it's going to be coming online soon, classical music at the shelter.
Yes. We've taken an entirely different attitude. It's like the public suddenly has become aware of the issues at animal care and are assisting and volunteering, and the staff really appreciates that. The entire county appreciates those efforts because the place in the past has been such a dismal and almost forgotten.
Depressing, yeah.
Correct.
Do we have Roberta? We do. We're going to go now to the Buckmaster Show live line. Roberta, you're up with Chuck Huckleberry. Go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. Mr. Huckleberry, my question is about the litigation about the election. I believe it was 06, and that the ballots were being held in the treasurer's vault. I'm wondering if those ballots are still being held in the treasurer's vault, and I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you.
Yes, Roberta, what you're talking about is a challenge to the RTA election in 2006, where the allegations and the challenges have all been turned back. The state attorney general actually did a hand count of that election and basically determined it was valid. And so there's been a lot of continuing litigation and appeals. Those ballots are still being held in the vault, and they won't be destroyed until all of the appeals on that litigation are over. So far, the county has prevailed on the appeals. We believe we'll prevail. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that election. It was fair and it was accurate, and we should just basically be done with it.
Here's Sarah Garagas on the Star.
Wanted to ask about the geotourism idea, which the board addressed. Can you explain in kind of lay terms what geotourism is? Is it just what we Tucsonans take for granted, going out into the outdoors and enjoying the sunshine and the beautiful scenery?
Yes, sir, absolutely. It's about the same thing, only it adds probably a little bit of educational element to it, too. We know now that there's been a survey done by the Convention and Visitors Bureau in November of this past year, 2012, that talked to 400 visitors to Tucson, and they said, why do you come here? Well, 88% of them said, we come here for leisure activities. And then they said, well, what caused you to come here, and what would you recommend, and what would cause you to recommend someone to come here? What was the reason? Well, the number one reason was the outdoor stunning beauty of the Sonoran Desert. 39% was the answer. And the next most popular answer was the outdoor activities in the desert. And so if you add those two together, is our environment here in the Sonoran Desert is basically our biggest draw. And, you know, we need to do everything we can to protect that. And I think that this whole concept of geotourism tries to emphasize that. It's really trying to look at one location to locate a regional visitor center where all of the attractions in Pima County that are related and popular, such as the Arizona Sonoran Desert Museum.
Biosphere 2.
Biosphere, the Pima Air Space Museum can all be highlighted so tourists can get easy access to them. And what we really want them to do is come here often and spend one or two or three or four days here. So geotourism provides this huge opportunity to get visitors here from throughout the country and to get them here longer.
How is that different from what the existing MV, I always get the initials messed up, but the existing metropolitan.
It tries to couple with this an opportunity for an educational experience. And this is why it's actually connected to the University of Arizona and the Science College, because there are tourists who will come here just for the purpose of astronomy and spend a week here doing astronomy and talking to the university. And so there'll be a series of potential options that you can take an interest in archaeology, astronomy, all the things that relate to education or improving kind of your education or your knowledge base as a tourist. And that's beginning to become one of the more important attractions for what we call the more mature tourist, the tourists who come here in their 50s and 60s, and they want not only a tourism experience, they want to be educated as well.
Kind of the eco-tourism
experience.
12:15 now on the Buckmaster Show. Let's take a break. It is our Friday Focus interview. Pima County Administrator Chuck Huckleberry is here. Sarah Garrett Gasson, editorial writer of the Arizona Daily Star. If you'd like to join in the conversation, 790-2040. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. It's time once again for the Tucson Festival of Books.
Hi, this is Bill Viner with the Tucson Festival of Books. This literary extravaganza is unlike any other. It is 10 acres of books, authors, exhibitors, food, fun, and entertainment, and it's all free. Arizona Party Rental is a great partner for the Tucson Festival of Books.
Hey, thanks a lot, Bill. We'll see you at the Tucson Festival of Books on the U of A campus March 9th through the 10th.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Everyone is switching to high-efficiency appliances because they have money, and a Culligan high-efficiency water softener does the same. But did you know that you can rent rather than buy? Think about it. No equipment to pay for upfront, money-saving purchase options if you change your mind, and service calls are included in the rental rate. In fact, you'll never have to pay for another water softener, ever. So now you can get all the benefits of soft water for less when you rent from Culligan. Imagine a spot-free home, softer skin, and brighter laundry for dollars a day. Even better, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy, plus helps all your appliances last longer. Let your Culligan man take care of your water when you rent the world's most efficient water softener. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Biosphere 1 is the world we live in. Biosphere 2 is an amazing reflection of Biosphere 1, a UA Science Innovation Center transforming, not conforming. Making ideas happen, like the massive new mountain slopes of the LEO project, which is reinventing Biosphere 2 into a remarkable enterprise for 21st century discovery and imagination. The impossible is possible. Biosphere 2 embraces the complexity about the future of the planet, developing and testing sustainability strategies essential for a better life. Become part of this center that is becoming the incredible new UA Biosphere 2. See why Time Life Books named it one of the 50 must-see wonders of the world. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2, an inspiring adventure for visitors with guided behind-the-scene tours. Open daily, north of Tucson, America's Science City.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
By Your Side Senior Care in Tucson says, throughout history, older people have achieved much for our families, our communities, and our country. We salute Tucson senior citizens, part of the world's greatest generation. This message from By Your Side Senior Care, offering quality, non-medical home care services. For more information, call 888-3100. After all, your family deserves the very best. Call 888-3100. 888-3100. 888-3100.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing: people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Since 2006, the RTA has completed more than 500 projects, including 180 miles of bikeways and more than 50 bus pullouts. Current projects include La Cañada from Ina to River and the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars have created more than 2,500 road construction jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA is delivering our promise to you.
Welcome back. It is Friday Focus. Chuck Huckleberry is here, Pima County Administrator, and Sarah Garrett Gasson, editorial writer of the Arizona Daily Star. Mr. Huckleberry, what about Rosemont? Is this a done deal?
Well, it's not a done deal until the record of decision comes out of the federal government and the Forest Service with regard to the environmental impact statement, which will then lay down a series of probably conditions with regard to its project approval. They have gotten some of the permits that are necessary, the air quality permit. I am sure that they will continue to pursue permitting, but I would say it's not a done deal, but it obviously is something that is approaching the final phases of the process they're going through with the Forest Service. Whether or not there'll be litigation after that, I don't know. Anybody can obviously contest the decision of the Forest Service through the federal courts.
And the Army Corps of Engineers, that permit is the one many people point to as being the big one. Well, the environmental impact statement from the Forest Service, and then still to come is this Corps of Engineers.
Yes, and we know well about the Corps of Engineers 404 Clean Water Act permit. They're very difficult to obtain. We, as a flood control district, think we know a great deal about what we call hydrologic systems and water quality and flood flows. And obtaining those permits, is even difficult. So I think that will be one of the more difficult permits for Rosemont to obtain.
Sarah Garrett Gasson, now the Star.
We were talking earlier about the audit that came out of legislative requirements last session. What's on the horizon this session that would that you're keeping an eye on in terms of how it would affect the county?
Well, really, all we have done this legislative session, like all legislative sessions, is be in a defensive mode, which says that we really don't have a real legislative program that says, from a policy's perspective, we'd like to go change this or change that. I think what we want to do is just protect our revenue base, ensure that what we have in the past seen given to us as kind of this, mandates without funding. Looking at the legislature and just kind of monitoring what they're doing. So far, so good. We're pretty pleased with the way a lot of the legislation is proceeding. We don't see a lot of the bills that have in the past threatened local governments. And so that's very positive from our perspective. That we're all in this together, and there's no, shouldn't be a we versus they and local government versus the state.
And speaking of local, other local governments and jurisdictions, Tucson City Council passed a measure this week that would would require any gun show held on city-operated or managed property, which would be basically the TCC, that you would have to do a background check for all gun sales. Is the county planning on addressing this at some point?
Probably not. And mostly it's because of the difference between the fundamental powers of the city versus the county. The city is a charter city. The county, we get all of our powers as delegated to us by the legislature. And so I don't believe we even have the legal authority to do so. And I doubt if the legislature is going to delegate that authority. So I don't think you'll see us doing anything like that anytime soon.
I know you keep a very close eye on road construction and people in Pima County. I'm a county resident, and my neighbors were always talking about the condition of the roads. They have improved in my area of Fletcher Caeta considerably. What's an update on how county roads are doing?
Well, we still have a long way to go. We've made some significant improvements recently. The legislature has stopped taking our money, and hopefully they will begin putting back what they diverted over the next few years as their economic conditions allow them to do so. We understand that. But every dollar that we get returned from their original diversion, we'll put back in street and highway maintenance. We have a proposal that will go before the board later in this year, talking about another $20 million investment in highway maintenance in the unincorporated area. What I keep reminding everybody that the basic system of how we fund transportation improvements is broken. We basically are on a gas tax basis. The gas tax hasn't been raised in 30 years. It's been devalued. And vehicle miles of travel and how vehicles consume gasoline has changed dramatically. We used to have vehicle fleet efficiency of about 12 miles per gallon. Well, now it's 30 miles per gallon. So you need, one-third the gas, but you still have the same gas tax.
So the revenue is dramatically lower.
It is. And so we really need to come to the realization we need to have an entirely different funding structure for transportation improvements. We're going to continue to struggle with maintenance until we come to that realization.
I wanted to ask about the behavioral health pavilion over at on Ajo and by the baseball stadium. How I know that it's been in operation about a year and a half?
About a year and a half, and it's doing fine. There's two components to that. One is a behavioral health pavilion, which is inpatient hospitalization related to mental illness, and that is operated by the University of Arizona through the College of Medicine, Department of Psychiatry. They're doing a great job. On top of that, we have something called a crisis recovery or crisis response center, which is really a 24-hour emergency response facility that's really designed to take the behavioral health crises out of the local emergency rooms that are for medical services and put them there. And it's performing very well because in the past, typically most of these issues encounter law enforcement. Law enforcement has someone with a mental health crisis, and they have been involved in hours and hours of processing. Well, now that processing takes about 30 minutes or less, and the person who's in crisis is getting help immediately. And so it's been a very positive experience so far. My guess is it's an emerging national model. We don't see that model anywhere else in the country. But as there's more and more emphasis on mental illnesses, particularly as it relates to violent crime, I think we're going to see this model replicated throughout the country.
28 minutes now past the hour of noon. We've got about a minute with Chuck Huckleberry. Who would have thought that soccer might turn out or is turning out to be such a boom for Keno?
Yeah,
Keno Sports Complex, which was built for you know, pretty much for baseball, but now soccer's really coming to the forefront.
Yeah, we built that facility for Major League Baseball, and now when someone says Major League Baseball, we say, who? And so it's soccer.
Yeah.
Our emphasis is soccer, multi-sport. And, you know, we've had football games in that stadium. We've had soccer games in that stadium. We've had rugby games in that stadium. We've had lacrosse games in that stadium. And so it's really multi-sport, and it's really beginning to kind of get into its own. And obviously we can convert that field back to a baseball stadium in about 2 weeks. We're going to do that for a couple of the charity games for Major League Baseball in March. So we're real pleased with the fact that soccer seems to have attracted an audience here, and it's one of the things that's generational. You know, I grew up in a time when it was football.
Right.
I think our kids and grandkids are growing up in a time when soccer's an emphasis in sport, and so we see it more and more popular.
Chuck Huckleberry, thank you very much for being with us on our Friday Focus interview. Have a great weekend. Thanks, Chuck.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, and Sarah, stick around. We will have our Reporters Roundtable coming up right after the break.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Well, they're making final preparations across the Northeast, getting ready for a major winter storm that's bearing down on the region with New England square in the bullseye. National Weather Service forecasters say some areas of New England around Boston could get up to 3 feet of snow. The forecast calls for a foot of snow in the New York City area. Thousands of flights have already been canceled ahead of the bad weather. The flight tracking website FlightAware says airlines have already canceled more than 4,000 flights through tomorrow. Still no sign of that fired Los Angeles police officer suspected of killing several people in a vengeful shooting rampage. Police spent all night searching the snowy mountains of Southern California for Christopher Dorner. The Dow up 42. More details at srnnews.com.
Top Choice Roofing in Tucson says, be especially careful when passing a child on a bicycle. Sometimes a cyclist is inexperienced and may make an unexpected maneuver. This message from Top Choice Roofing, an accredited member of the Better Business Bureau and one roofing company that tops them all. Call 225-0299. Residential and commercial, new roofs, repairs, and inspections. They do it all. Call 225-0299 or visit topchoiceroofing.com.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's vscot.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. And your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
The Rug Gallery is celebrating its 25th anniversary jubilee celebration with a colossal tent sale, offering up to 75% off at La Encantada Shopping Center at Campbell and Skyline in Tucson. With over 2,000 hand-woven imported rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. With an international reputation, the Rug Gallery has graced the cover of Christie's magazine and is featured in many other high-end publications. Stop by and check out the Rug Gallery with Arizona's largest in-stock inventory of fine, high-quality, hand-woven, imported rugs during the colossal tent sale with up to 75% off at Tucson's La Encantada Shopping Center in the foothills of the Catalinas. Or visit the Rug Gallery online at ruggalleryaz.com/sale or call 571-RUGS. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Karen, could you run to the supply closet for some trophy polish, please?
Do we have trophy polish?
Well, we better find out. See, I just called Cox Business to give our company faster internet and great phone service.
Oh, good.
They've got a J.D. Power and Associates Award, Karen, and they're going to be here any minute.
So you think they bring the award with them wherever they go?
Put it this way. If you were ranked highest in customer satisfaction, wouldn't you?
Maybe.
I just want to be prepared, Karen. I just want to be prepared.
Shine up your business with Cox Business. Ranked highest in customer satisfaction among data service providers for small and mid-sized businesses. Power your office in Phoenix with Cox Business and take advantage of our special offer. Bundle Cox Business internet and phone for only $95 per month. Switch to Cox Business today. It just makes sense. Visit coxbusiness.com for offer details. Offer valid until April 1st, 2013. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Other restrictions apply. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, go to jdpower.com.
Back to the Buckmaster Show at 12:36 on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. Time for our Friday Reporters Roundtable featuring local journalists who come into the Buckmaster Show, and we talk about the week's top stories. Mark B. Evans is with us, administrator of the Gannett Corporation-owned TucsonCitizen.com. It's a community of bloggers, of which the Buckmaster Show is a contributor, and Sarah Garrett Gasson, editorial writer for the Arizona Daily Star. If you have a question or comment for us, call us on the Buckmaster Show live line at 790-2040. Mark, how are you doing? You've got your second cold in 6 weeks, huh?
Yeah, if it wasn't for the cold, I'd be doing great.
Let's begin, and Sarah, good to see you again, and Sarah stays over from our interview with Chuck Huckleberry. We had that breaking news yesterday about the Rio Nuevo board and the city of Tucson coming together to, I guess, bury the hatchet, Mark Evans, and you wrote today in your column in TucsonCitizen.com that it's the winter of discontent for Rio Nuevo, parentheses, now just don't blow it.
Right. It's this was a long time coming. I mean, this could be the closing of the door on the bitter feud between Rio Nuevo and the city about who's to blame for all the screw-ups. And so let's decide who owns what, who needs to pay who for what, which is what they've done. And so now now what are we going to do? There's still another 8 years left to the tax increment financing, which captures a portion of state sales taxes and keeps them here to use to build public amenities that's supposed to have some economic development in the downtown district. So let's do that. And not only are they going to renovate the TCC, but now they need to use the money that they will have over the next several years to expand it. Let's get back in the convention business. We'll let the hotel sort itself out, and then now we're going to have a little bit of money to finish the West Side cultural amenities, which was also supposed to be a draw to bring people downtown to help all those shops and restaurants that have located downtown in the last few years. So yeah, we've had a horrible past with Rio Nuevo. That doesn't mean we can't turn this thing around and have it have a bright future. It's just going to require the level of cooperation that took yesterday for them to sign that agreement to continue into the future.
The timing is interesting, Sarah. It's right in the middle of the GEM show, and so I think that it's certainly sending a message to the GEM show participants that Rio Nuevo and the city are, the headline, I think, in the Star, kissing and making up.
Yes, that's not really an image really any of us need in our minds.
But after their two-year spat.
Yes, I think it was more than a spat. Hopefully the GEM show is viewing this as could be a very bright future of working together and getting things organized and getting over the bad history that's gotten so personal and involved with personalities and just really stymied progress for so long. So I hope that the GEM show does see this as something that would be a reason to keep the GEM show and its related shows and all the vendors that it brings in Tucson.
And the bathrooms are going to be renovated at TCC.
Yeah, finally. Can I jump in on that GEM show issue?
Okay.
My dad, I have a base of knowledge about the GEM show. It's basically mostly anecdotal because my father was one of the guys who would come down here and hang out in the hotels for 25 years. Not for 25 years. 2 weeks, 25 years in a row.
That is more than hanging
in the
out.
Hotel.
Right.
It's like moving.
Let me edit myself. Yeah. But the idea that the GEM show, the main show that created this whole thing, which is the Tucson Gem and Mineral Show, which is put on by the Tucson Gem and Mineral Society, of leaving Tucson was never real. I've talked to them. They said they have no intention of ever leaving Tucson. It is the Tucson show that created the whole thing. The show that has complained the most about the TCC is the show that has actually become bigger than the TGMS four-day show at the second weekend of February, which is the Gemological Exposition, which is really a trade expo for all the people who sell materials that people in the lapidary business use and the gem cutting manufacture and sale use. And they're trying to put on a true trade show, and the TCC just doesn't have the amenities for it. So they're the ones who are talking about leaving. Now, if they left, would that pull all the other satellite shows and all those other hotels away with them? That's where the argument comes in, is whether that would actually happen or not. Now, that doesn't mean that we shouldn't dismiss their the problems that they've had with the city and the quality of the TCC and its lack of the convention center's lack of amenities and its decrepit, condition. But the idea that the GEM show would, all of them, all 50-something shows now, would pick up and move to Vegas, I don't think was ever very serious.
Let's go to the Buckmaster Show live line. Christy is with us. Christy has a comment about Rio Nuevo. Go ahead, Christy.
Hi, I'm a taxpayer here in Arizona, and I was really been following the Rio Nuevo and the revitalization for 15 years, and I find your the way you're talking and your attitude and your tone of voice, you guys are just like sweeping this all under the rug. It wasn't a spat or a misunderstanding. You're talking $230 million. My money has disappeared, and no one's being held accountable.
The money wasn't disappeared. It wasn't taken out in the backyard and buried in a hole. It was spent, and it was spent on a lot of things that didn't have a whole lot of immediate effect. A lot of it was spent on infrastructure improvements that needed to be done. A lot of it was kind of a paper money shuffle that transferred the control of the Tucson Convention Center from the city over to the Rio Nuevo, which was, like
dollars.
A 60...
I just did a tour of TCC. It was, there hasn't been improvements in 40 years. I mean, they didn't even dump $20 million into fixing the doors for handicapped people.
Right, and that's all part of the problem.
It's a little spad. We're so glad it's over.
I was quoting the headline in the Arizona Daily Star.
Yeah, and spat, I think, is a nice short word that headline writers can turn to when you have a finite amount of space to describe an extremely long...
Okay, so I wrote an editorial a year ago where I referred to Rio Nuevo as a stinking dung heap.
Yes, you did.
I think that would be more appropriate. Now, the issue for me is, do we continue to fight with ourselves over what went on in the past, or now do we settle the differences and move on and make this thing actually work the way that it was intended? That said, there is still, supposedly, an investigation by the Attorney General and the FBI that is open, that if there is someone who needs to be held accountable...
Said that they didn't know about the FBI investigation.
Right. Well, the FBI won't talk. They won't ever say whether they're doing an investigation
or
not.
But you two being the media, why are you not breathing down the necks of the city council?
Many, many, many years.
That $230 million figure comes from a story that was written by the Arizona Daily Star. Otherwise, no one else really knew how much Rio Nuevo had spent. We wouldn't know it if it hadn't been for the Star's reporting.
Yeah, and I also want to say that I think the spat refers to the very personal, setting the financial mismanagement and spending on rainbow bridges and all the rest aside, because if you would go and speak to Rio Nuevo people or city council people, it got very personal, and it was more than just dollars on a page. It became involved with people not liking each other and holding grudges, and I think that hopefully that part is over, but I don't think that it's
ever came up with a solution.
Well, I think this is part of the process, and I think it's also a step. We're going to have to wait and see if they can get over themselves and go in the right direction.
Thank you, Christy, for joining in the conversation. The other big story of the week, TUSD facing an uphill climb on the DSEG order. On Wednesday, U.S. District Judge David Burry ordered TUSD to put in place what should be its final desegregation plan. If the district complies, it will emerge from the federal order that, it was imposed, how many years ago?
Oh, more than 30. It was 1974.
Yeah. So this puts TUSD, concerning their Mexican-American studies cultural program, they're in kind of a tough spot here, aren't they, Mark?
There's a state law that says that they can't teach that type of, it doesn't necessarily say that. There's a state law that is open to interpretation, depending on your political point of view, of what they're teaching that's culturally relevant, and whether it creates some sort of resentment and how you determine that, I don't know. But so it's potentially, if they try to follow the federal order, they're putting themselves in jeopardy of a state law. However, I think there was in the Star story where they talked to a former state Supreme Court justice who said that if it comes down to, whose court ruling wins, it's the federal court. So, I don't know how TUSD is going to get out from under this DSEG order. I mean, to even call it desegregation now is a farce. When the problems were with the districts 40 years ago, it was a mostly white district, and they were, not treating the Mexican and black students very well. Well, now it's mostly a Mexican district because there has been a measure of a white flight, or actually it's affluent flight, out of the city. Plus you have the state's school choice allowing parents to send their kids wherever they want. I don't know how you desegregate the district. And so they're turning it into, instead of it being desegregation, it's school improvement. And that's not the role of the federal court system.
And Mark, you said Mexican students, and I think you mean Latino. Mexican nationals. I also want to point out, though, that I think it's really important that we remember that it's crucial that every student, no matter what their background, skin color, ethnicity, whatever, learns about the shared culture and the heritage of the area where we live, of the shared story that is the United States, that everything that we've grown up thinking about as, you know, civics is not the entire story. And I think it's really important, and I think it's a good thing that the district is going to move forward with this, because it's not something that, that only brown students or only black students need to know. It's something that everyone needs to know.
So the federal government is saying one thing and the state is saying another, is based, the bottom line.
Yeah, it's, I mean, TUSD is sort of, in the views of, I think, Tom Horn, who's now the attorney general, who got this whole ball rolling, you know, they're sort of darned if they do and darned if they don't. They're in, it's going to come down to how they do it, and there are some people who are never going to think, no matter what TUSD does, that it's going to be acceptable.
Well, and the cultural education part of it is only a small part of what they have to do to prove to the federal court that they have moved on from the desegregation issues and the racial issues that existed over time. I mean, it's not the same district that it was 30 years ago. I think that the court is asking the district to essentially reform the American system of public school education. And I don't see how TUSD can do that, especially when it can't print its own money. It's restricted by the amount of money that it has to achieve these things through the state.
I think Reuben Salter, who's one of the original attorneys in the case, said it very well in a New York Times story by Fernanda Santos that ran today, when he said that the best way to integrate the district is to make the schools better and make people want to come to your school.
Right. Sarah Garrett-Gass on the Star, Mark Evans of TucsonCitizen.com. I wish you both well and hope you both have a great weekend. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Thanks, Scott, for antibiotics.
Weekend Watch with Matt Russell is next.
Hi, this is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. It's time once again for the Tucson Festival of Books.
I'm Bruce Beach, one of the founders of the Tucson Festival of Books. The festival attracts over 100,000 people, 450 authors, and 250 exhibitors over a three-day period. We work with over 30 different vendors, and it's a pleasure working with Ken and the Arizona Party Rental team. They are one of the most professional group of people I've ever worked with.
Hey, thanks a lot, Bruce. We'll see you at the Tucson Festival of Books on the U of A campus, March 9th through the 10th.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Finding the perfect Tucson rental home is now easy thanks to Tucson Rental Homes, which offer high-quality 1, 2, and 3-bedroom luxury rental homes with private gated yards in a classic Santa Fe-style architecture. Designed, built, and managed by Tucson Rental Homes, prices start at just $750 a month. Check out our many homes now available at TucsonRentalHomes.com.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media, or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you, completing more than 500 projects and creating more than 2,500 jobs since its inception in 2006. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and Grant Road at Oracle. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Weekend Watch with Matt Russell is brought to you by Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico, where historic downtown Silver City, just 3.5 hours east of Tucson, will be awash in gourmet chocolate tomorrow, February 9th. It's Chocolate Fantasia featuring 2 dozen purveyors of the sweet stuff. The way it works, you buy a ticket, reasonably priced, I think it's $20, and then you get to sample all the chocolate in Silver City. A lot of great places to stay, including Bear Creek Cabins, Casitas de Gila Guest Houses, and Georgetown Cabins. You can find out more by visiting southwestnewmexico.org. Weekend Watch with Matt Russell. Here he is, inside Tucson business, food writer, award-winning publicist, and dedicated foodie who is always in search of a good meal. Matt, how are you?
I'm doing great. Eat all the chocolate in Silver City? There's hardly enough time.
I know. Can you imagine how tempting that would be? I've got to go to every one of those booths and sample what they're doing.
So much chocolate.
Yeah, even Matt Russell, the culinary cruiser, would be finding it very difficult to cruise back to Tucson after that kind of a day,
yeah,
I'll tell you.
You know me too well.
In the mood for some Chinese food.
Yeah, Bill, tomorrow is a big day for enthusiasts of Chinese cuisine, because it's that time again. It's the annual Taste of China Festival starting at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. The Tucson Chinese Cultural Center over there on River Road is going to become an Asian culinary extravaganza featuring delicacies from various regions of China, from Sichuan to Cantonese and everything in between. Now, in addition to all the great food, there's going to be cooking demonstrations and games for the kids and Tai Chi and martial arts performances. And I hear there's going to be more than 2,000 people turning out this year, so there better be plenty of mushu left for me when I get there.
Yeah, it'll be a giant egg roll that has your that has your name on it, Matt Russell. To have that one, you might want to take that one to go. Second Saturday downtown. It's always fun to talk about that.
Yeah, we love what the Second Saturday team has put together. In downtown Tucson is a place to be, of course, as you said, the second Saturday night of every month, and that's tomorrow. This Urban Street Fest dishes out live entertainment and great food and drink specials from downtown restaurants, a lot of stuff for the kids, a free concert at the Fox Theater, and so much more. And, of course, while you're down there, I always like to recommend the mussels and fries at 47 Scott, little andouille sausage. You can't go wrong. Great things tomorrow night. downtown.
And you wear that muscle T-shirt. Oh, that's another image that we perhaps shouldn't get into.
Don't do that to your listeners, Bill Buckmaster.
Valentine's Day is coming up. It's midweek next week, but you can certainly start getting in the mood this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Valentine's Day this Thursday. My pick for dinner is the Grill at Hacienda del Sol, routinely voted Tucson's most romantic restaurant, where I love to fall in love all over again and again and again. And your listeners should know that this coming Tuesday is Fat Tuesday.
Oh.
And my pick for Tuesday night is The Parish, kind of a Southern Fusion gastropub up there on North Oracle Road. They're going to have a crawfish boil, and live Disney or Dixieland music is going to get you right in that Mardi Gras spirit. I can't wait.
I can't wait for that one. How's the Inside Tucson Business column coming? I've been reading it every week.
Yeah, I love it, Bill. Every Friday I report on fascinating things happening in Tucson on the culinary scene and reporting on stories of fascinating people. So we love telling the story about gifted chefs and sommeliers in this community, and there's always a little bit of a surprise that I put into every column every Friday in Inside Tucson Business. I love it.
We want to welcome a new sponsor starting with us very soon, Weston La Paloma, and I know you like the food service up there.
Oh, the chef is an amazing, celebrated chef. I love going to Azul at the Western. Yum.
Thank you so much. Matt Russell, have a great weekend.
You too.
Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show, provided by Culligan. Culligan offering the best drinking water and the largest variety of water treatment products and services available to your home or business. Folks, we like Culligan water. We serve it here on the Buckmaster Show to all of our guests. Culligan water, it simply tastes better. The John C. Scott Show comes up at 3 o'clock, 3 to 5, John C. Scott, and then Monday morning, Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe from 6 to 8. Phil Cedar gets the local talk going tomorrow morning, all about the gardening on the Phil Cedar Desert Garden Show. That comes up at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. Then there's a full day, Saturday and Sunday, of local talk right here on KVOI. The Buckmaster Show is a production of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC. On behalf of our team, my lovely and talented producer, Rosemary Brandt, I'm Bill Buckmaster, wishing you a wonderful and safe weekend. Have a great weekend.
This is Michael Medved. Stay tuned for more Intelligent Talk on AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson, The Voice.